Welcome to the HR Room Podcast, the podcast series from Insight HR, where we talk to business leaders from around Ireland and share their advice on how to create the HR systems and workplace culture that's right for your business. For show notes and bonus content, simply visit www.insighthr.ie/podcast. And remember, if you need any HR support, get in touch with us at Insight HR. Whether it's conducting a complex workplace investigation, filling a gap by providing you with a virtual or on-site HR resource, or providing advice via our HR support line, we'll help you resolve whatever human resources challenge your business is facing. Okay, let's get started.
Hi all, and welcome to the second episode in our two-part series on running a successful HR initiative. In our last episode, we discussed some steps that HR can take to help prevent a HR initiative from failing. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, then do so now. And today we'll be discussing the steps that you should take when it's clear that for whatever reason, your HR initiative just doesn't seem to be getting the uptake you think it deserves. I am joined by Liam Barton, Senior HR Consultant with Insight HR, and Mary Cullen, our Founder and Managing Director. Hi to you both.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
So Liam, in our last episode, we looked at some of the HR initiatives that have been on the radar in 2021 and also some of the challenges that HR might face when it comes to rolling them out. What do you think are some of the main reasons a HR initiative might be failing?
Gosh, I think there's a number of reasons, Sarah, and I think particularly in the current climate with so many challenges facing beleaguered HR departments, it's really, really difficult. I think one of the areas which is a challenge is the level of resources that are available to deliver the initiatives, whether that's financial, whether it's time, whether it's buy-in or commitment from the senior management team, whether it's some staff members' perception of the value of the initiative and what it actually means to them personally. I think that maybe, so a lack of resources may hinder the initiative. I think the whole area of communications is so important. So how we communicate now in a remote world is even more challenging. So how we vary our communication methods in the remote world and how we do that and still get the message across in an empathetic, constructive way and bring people with us and engage with people. I think that's very, very important. I think sometimes it can be a lack of knowledge or expertise in-house, whether that's around project planning, whether it's around technical skills. I think it's very difficult when stakeholders within the initiative start to lose trust and confidence in the initiative. I think really then you're in difficulty. So I think probably a lack of resources, the whole area of communications, and sometimes the lack of knowledge or expertise in-house can be the main challenges that can be faced.
Thanks, Liam. But Mary, do you think that a HR initiative might fail because it's just simply not that interesting? Is that ever a reason for a HR initiative failing? How would you know?
I don't think so, Sarah, because remember, if you're aligning your HR initiative to the business strategy, how can it fail in a sense? Because, you know, the role of HR is about ensuring that there are enough resources to carry out their roles and to deliver on the organization strategy. And all of the initiatives that HR introduce have to be linked back to that. So I don't believe that they fail because they're not interesting. They often don't have support, and that's a very different thing. And so the role of HR is about enlisting that support and ensuring that they're getting support right across the organization at all levels to ensure that their initiatives don't actually fail. I think it's really important, you know, if we're looking at, say, implementing a hybrid model at work, and HR are tasked with leading such a project, they cannot deliver that project on their own because it touches every single facet of the organization. what they can do is project lead it and ensure that certain activities happen, or ensure that they're listening to the voice of the management team, of the employees, which is so important, that they're doing their research and benchmarking appropriately against what other organizations are doing, that they're looking at all the challenges that the organization might face. That doesn't mean that the initiative will fail. It's very much about delivering what the organization actually wants or needs to effectively deliver on its strategy.
I feel like I'm coming across as very negative here, but I'm going to ask, like, Liam, if a HR initiative is failing, like, is it time to pull the plug? Should we just keep battling on? What should we do?
It's a good question. I think the first thing to say, initiatives do fail. That's the reality. I think if it is failing, there's a couple of things you could do. It depends on the context of the initiative and how vital it is to the organization strategy to decide whether to, you know, pause the project entirely or to continue with it. I think one of the pieces of advice for a HR leader who may have an initiative that may be failing is, what I'd say is, come out of the trenches and almost try and dispassionately look at the process and be objective. Because I think very often we become, HR people are very passionate by their nature and passionate about the workforce and passionate about ensuring good outcomes for people and for organizations. So I think sometimes we can become almost emotionally involved in the initiative. So I think it's important to detach ourselves emotionally and try and be objective in terms of, if it is failing, why is it failing? There must be a reason behind it. Mary has alluded to, you know, whether it's lack of buy-in, whether the employee's voice is really being heard, whether there's a lack of resources, whether the commitment at a senior organizational level is not really there, whether employees don't really see it as being important to them. So there may be a range of you know, challenges, but I think come out of the trenches and try and be a bit objective. Maybe seek the advice of a mentor or a senior person or a peer within industry who has experience of this. If you get to the stage where I think the HR initiative may be, you know, running aground, then I think it might be practical to say, well, what's the best outcome that I can achieve? So, you know, it doesn't have to be a perfect process. You mightn't achieve all of the things that you set out to originally, but I think it's very important to achieve the best outcome that you can achieve for the organization and to be practical and concise in that regard. And one of the things I'd say, Sarah, to show empathy and solidarity for us HR people out there is learn to accept the scars of battle and understand that, you know, sometimes I think one of the things I'd say, we tend to at times define success or failure in binary terms. You know, every process, you'll have a certain level of success and a certain level of failure. I think all you can do is try and understand the failures, to use that term, understand the successes and learn from the outcomes and from each process individually and try and bring the learnings into the next process. And I think sometimes we learn more from the projects that go sort of south than we do from a process that's gone very, very well, and we learn more about ourselves. So my advice would be, don't beat yourself up too badly over it. You know, get the support from your peers, from your fellow HR colleagues, from those in industry and from those in the senior management team is so, so vital, because very often the initiatives that we have to implement are very important from an organizational point of view, but HR have to do a lot of the heavy lifting, and that's just part of the gig. So I would say, don't beat yourself up too badly.
So all is not lost.
Absolutely.
So I like that. We're bringing the positivity back into it. Mary, what do you think would be the first steps you'd take to address a HR initiative that seems to be failing? I mean, Liam kind of mentioned some there, like to actually look at the process of objectively seeking advice. Are those the kind of things that you would suggest as well?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to be agile, to be willing to change if something isn't working or to tweak it slightly, and not to get too hung up on, you know, it hasn't worked and I thought it was going to be amazing. So, you know, let's imagine you convince the senior management team to buy an e-learning platform and you have a really low take up on that particular platform and you're still then looking at maybe, you know, classroom tuition, even if that's virtual, and thinking about, well, how am I going to look at this? Because you're tasked still with delivering upon the strategy, developing the skills and the abilities and capabilities of the entire organization. So it's not necessarily that the platform is wrong. Sometimes they're absolutely excellent. It may be that you need to develop a learning culture. So while you may have implemented the tech, you need to go a step further and implement a learning culture. And that you might start with your senior management team and look at, well, what are they doing? How are they learning? You know, very interestingly, you know, along my travels, I've asked, you know, a few senior leaders, how do you learn at work? Really interesting, because they would have platforms, e-learning platforms or portals in their organization. And they've kind of said, well, you know, I Google. That's my first port of call. I Google, I know where to go myself. I'll go to my, you know, industry body. I'll go and I'll look somewhere else, not to their own portal. So there is probably some disconnect there between what the organization is trying to achieve by, you know, buying such a platform and yet the senior management team believing it's not really for me. Mm-hmm. That's for the employees. That's for the people lower down the chain than me. And so if that initiative is failing from the HR team's perspective or from the learning and development perspective, then what needs to change? We don't abandon the portal because the portal is not working and we are not getting the take up. There's nothing wrong with the portal. We've just got to look at it a little bit differently and think, what steps do we now need to take to ensure that our employees have the time to develop during their working day? And that we're not asking them to do this after work, that we're asking them to do this as part of their work so that we, the organization, can deliver on the strategy. Do you understand the subtle differences between throwing our hands up in the air and saying we're failing, nobody's learning using this portal. It's about what can we do to support the initiative rather than giving up and saying we failed. I think we just need to tweak it a little. So I'm maybe an eternal optimist, Sarah and Liam. You know, I'm someone who keep coming at it, try and figure out what's wrong, and diagnosing the problem is often half of the battle. Because if you understand, for instance, that senior managers or the leadership team have this view, you know, don't believe it's for them, well, how are you going to develop a learning culture? Mm-hmm. You see Facebook, you know, their most senior leader coming out and saying in their hybrid model of working that he himself is going to work from home. That's a very powerful message. And the hybrid model of working is going to work in Facebook. Mm-hmm. Because at the most senior level, you have the support of the most senior person in the whole organization. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, very powerful thing.
Definitely. I think
it's a, it's a very interesting example, Mary, because I think you would expect the senior management team to be advocates for the HR initiative. And I think not only in the example that you cited, the first example, are they not being advocates, they're actually being a very powerful signal to employees that the system is not really for them. And if people within the organization look up to the senior management team and aspire to be like them, you know, what are they really saying to the employees? They're really saying, we shouldn't be investing in this type of learning portal. And that's a very, very powerful signal. And, you know, you really do have to, in that example, question the culture. So I think that's a very, very interesting example and a compelling one.
Definitely comes up time and time again, doesn't it? That importance of having that buy-in from the senior leadership. I think it was the last episode, Liam, you mentioned like the clue isn't like, you know, the clue is in the name. It's leadership, you know, they have to lead by example. So if they're seen to be not supporting this HR initiative or having it be one rule for the greater population of employees and another for them, then it's just never really going to take off or have the uptake that it deserves.
So that's all we have time for this afternoon. But before we wrap things up, I have got some takeaways from today's episode. So takeaway number one, on how to address a failing HR initiative. Takeaway number one is to take a step back, really look at why it's failing. You know, is it a lack of buy-in? Is it a lack of dialogue with employees, lack of resources, lack of understanding? It's important to come out of the trenches, as Liam put it, and really look at why it might be failing. My second takeaway is to look for advice from a trusted peer, a mentor, or your outsourced HR provider. You know, two heads are always better than one, and they might be able to help you identify the best route forward. And my takeaway, my third takeaway, is to be agile. Accept that the process is rocky and may not be smooth, but stick at it. If the HR initiative is aligned with the organizational strategy, then it can't really fail. You might just need to look at things a little differently.
But that's about all we have time for today, Mary and Liam. So I'm going to thank you both for joining us. And I look forward to catching up with you very soon.
Thanks for joining us today on the HR Room podcast, the podcast series from Insight HR that helps you create the human resources systems and workplace culture that's right for your business. For show notes and bonus content, go to www.insighthr.ie/podcast. That's www.insighthr.ie/podcast. We'd love it if you subscribe, like, and share the show with any friends and colleagues who are looking for fresh ideas on how to create the ideal workplace for their business. And remember, if you need any HR support, get in touch with us at Insight HR. Whether it's conducting a complex workplace investigation, filling a gap by providing you with a virtual or an on-site HR resource, or providing advice via our HR support line, we'll help you resolve whatever human resources challenge your business is facing. Thanks, and see you soon.